Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Otero would also like to remind everyone that it is important for the fellowship of the brethren that as much as possible, everyone be present in the sanctuary during the morning service. With that in mind, the overflow room will be closed until the sanctuary is sufficiently full to warrant its use. Please see Pastor Otero or myself if you have any questions. This afternoon at 3:30, the Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, will be looking at answering the question, what does Paul mean by Jesus being the firstborn among many brethren? This evening at the 5 o'clock service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Revelation. He will be expounding upon chapter 20. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 1 Kings chapters 19 and 20. Also like to remind the ladies that there's the ladies' Bible study will be on Monday the 25th at 7 p.m. here at the church. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 44, verse 8. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. So please open your hymnals so we can enjoy the hymns together.
Good morning once again, folks. We thank you very much for being here with us. We have a little change for one of our hymns. We decided that it's been a year now since one of our dear brothers has gone to be with the Lord. And he's very special to us, Brother Jack Cassandra. And to honor him, we'd like to go ahead and start with hymn number 2, Love Divine. And just to think what a great and love divine that our Heavenly Father does have for us.
Oh,
As we think about these words, Jesus, I come, just to think, we're going to submit ourselves daily to the Lord. Let's come boldly before the throne of grace and do say, Jesus, please do come.
Standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the precious Jesus, the one who is called the intercessor in the Bible, the one who is called the high priest. And we are first and most thankful for the opportunity to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California, and broadcast the good news about Jesus all across our country and across other countries too via internet. And we thank you, Father, for that. We are grateful that in your kindness and in your love, you support the ministry in such a way that we can expand beyond the walls of our church into the airways of the world. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We pray that many will see Jesus, as the apostle in the book of Hebrews tell us. We will see Jesus. And so, Father, we pray that as we preach about him and teach about him and sing about him and read in the scripture about him, we may have a clear view of the glorious Jesus that we have, of the splendor of his glory and the greatness of his power, so that we can trust him more and we can make Jesus more and more the center of our life. As a church body, we have some people that are missing in the service because of sickness. We remember Mildred, Lord, there was a delay to bring to the rehabilitation center after a very tedious surgery, and she is going to be scheduled for Monday, and we pray that that may take place. And Father, we pray for John Silva, the husband of our sister Maria Silva, who is in Menlo Park, in a rehabilitation center too, that he may recover Parkinson and other problems. And you specialize in our bodies because you have made us. And so we can pray with a great conviction that you have the power to help us. We pray for Ann Peretto. For so long time we cannot see her here because of her weakness in home. And from Tom Curley, Lord, who has his lungs are not picking up, and they need the proper movement to produce the air for him to breathe. And so, Father, we pray that through the medicine, he may be able to recover and back into our mess. Lord, we are very, very moved by the fact that on the 23rd of this month, our brother Jack Kasanjan is in your kingdom. We all miss him, but I know he's doing some accounting in heaven, so it's good. So, Father, what a treasure you have left for us from the very beginning of the church, 28 years of this church with our brother and his beloved wife. And we are grateful for the way that his wife is doing. And so, Father, we pray today, no in sorrow, we pray today to say thank you for letting us have Jack Kasanjan for 28 years. Lord, thank you for the visitors that we have from Delaware. And we are just delighted to know that people in even across the country, they listen to our services. We have people out, Father, in vacation or doing some trips to see the family. And we are very happy to see Henry and Tayan Yon back into our midst. And Adrian and Rahel, after a long honeymoon, Lord, how blessed they are. They went across America and now back into our mess, and they are here, and we are very, very proud to have this couple with us. Lord, thank you for our choir who praise you continuously, Sunday after Sunday, for the dedication of Darlene and into the ministry, the dedication of Tayan and the piano. I as a pastor, I'm blessed by these people. I'm humbled by the talented of our church that you provide for us. Also for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua, now returning next month to America, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, and our brother need help from his cancer, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Here locally, Father, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Emilia Lacey, and Daniel with the new ministry Pro Race Ministries among the Mazda teams and the race, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Thank you, Lord. These missionaries, they do a complete different work, one from the other, but the target is the same, that the people may see the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, Father, we are grateful that you provide every Sunday for the support of our church. We are grateful that you are the one who opened doors and closed doors. And Lord, we were thinking not too long ago in purchasing another building, another church. And you closed the door, and we are happy to know that you do this for us so that we only follow your steps. Thank you, Lord, for the provisions that we have. And thank you, Lord, for the Board of Deacons and for our brother Kong with his genius mind to help us in this. And thank you, Father, for giving us a humble spirit to humble before you. Now, Lord, bless this offering. Bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of the Acts of the Apostles. If you are using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1201. We will be reading Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Acts 15, verses 1 through 17. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. And they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders. And they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knows the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ they shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Saul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles, to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who does all these things. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given to us the word of God, which exposes to us our need for Jesus and exposes the reality of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray for your spirit to guide our hearts and our minds and understanding, that we would listen to your word and obey your voice and to do the work of God before us. And I pray for your spirit to be upon our pastor and teacher this morning, to guide him in your thoughts and in the proclamation of your word, that we would hear and that our hearts would be turned towards you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.